Chapter 5. The End is the Beginning. I love this quote by Henry David Thoreau. It says, "What lies before us and what lies behind us are small matters compared to what lies within us. And when we bring what is within out into the world, miracles happen." We are all unique beings who may shift in and out of the 7 challenging stages throughout our vocal journey. After reading through these states, you may have found current aspects of yourself in various categories. Perhaps as you were reading this, you've even remembered back to a time when you possessed those traits, but you've now moved on. We've all made mistakes as singers. The question is, are you ready to move beyond them without self-punishment and turn your mistakes into strengths? As I've reviewed the 7 states of singers in preparation for this book, I've recalled aspects of myself in each group and how they've manifested at different times along my own vocal journey. Deep down, I continued to trust that I was doing something right, stayed focused on surrendering to the process of vocal mastery, and continued loving myself. Like that best friend I mentioned at the beginning of the book. Now, I'm not going to say that it was easy for me, but writing this book and paying attention to my students over the years has really helped me to realize that there really are just extreme stages that we all go through when we're out of balance. Perhaps the courage to be persistent is our greatest asset. We don't always have to get it on the first try, but as long as we're persistent, we can achieve anything. And once we evolve through the 7 states, we can access our core voice and become empowered singers. If you only get one message from this book, I hope it's that you realize that anyone can find their inner strength to close an old chapter that wasn't serving them well and begin anew. I outline the 7 destructive habits to help you build personal understanding and awareness about yourself. Once you notice them, combine that knowledge with my core vocal power method, which you can use to make the necessary adjustments and shift out of the imbalanced states. Fundamentally, I believe that everyone has vocal potential, but many quit because they don't understand their instrument. They might mistake one of the 7 states on their path as a weakness that can't be helped. Instead, we can see them as a necessary part of our journey to make us stronger singers and choose to explore the possibility of having an empowered voice. Core vocal power is a method of bringing the mind, soul, and body into harmony. This integrative system provides the how-to for addressing the states of vocal empowerment using exercises that address and center the mind, exercises that address and heal the soul, and exercises that address and build the voice. I'm sure you realize by now that singing is a process that involves all of you, not just the 2 muscular folds in your larynx called vocal cords. The great news is that core vocal power will teach you to acquire beneficial skills that go far beyond creating an amazing voice. Core vocal power takes you on an inner journey, providing you with empowering principles. These will help you achieve more confidence, awareness, creativity, soul connection, and success in manifesting your vocal dreams from the inside out. I'm Dot Todman, your vocal empowerment coach, because empowered singing is more than just hitting all of the right notes.
For more information, visit corevocalpower.com.